Hillsborough Town Board also meeting tonight, 7 o'clock in the town barn. It's a work session. Meeting will include a discussion of the town's balanced scorecard as part of this year's budget talks and part of possible action to enable water and sewer line construction in Orange County's Hillsborough Area Economic Development District. That meeting is tonight, and presiding over the meeting and joining us now on the air is Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. Mayor, thanks for joining us, and hope you're staying dry on this beautiful Monday.
I am doing my best, Aaron. And you're right. There's a lot happening in Hillsborough, and we've got our. This is part of our workshop sessions that we have tonight. Don't have many items on our agenda, but it's where we get into a little bit more discussion. As you already covered, a lot of it will be talking about our balanced scorecard, our strategy map, and this is a time when we look each year at the very specific. Performance measures that different departments have come up with and would like to see going forward. Sometimes that means changing some of the measures. This has been a work in progress. I think we're in our 11th year now of doing this balanced scorecard. I was talking with the town manager earlier today and was citing on just noting a few places he noted on the internet that some different articles about the efforts that we've had have been cited in publications around the world. So apparently we're getting a little bit of attention, but it's a good thing to be doing.
Pretty good. So for people who don't know a little bit more about the balanced scorecard and how it enters into sort of town decision making over the year.
Well, yeah, so we have a one-page strategy map, which outlines the our vision, our mission, and the strategic objectives that we want to accomplish, and really talks about this is what the community would look like. There's five things, you know, do we have people engaged? Are communities safe? You know, are preserving our heritage? Do we have economic vitality? And are we building connectivity? And then what are the operational things the town needs to do to make that happen? How do we need to manage our finances? And finally, how do we need to build know-how and training and get people on board? So this is one page outlines that. From that particular map, there's literally a scorecard that each department builds that's derived from that one page that talks about what specifically that department will do to help achieve those goals. And then we use that information at the same time that we're constructing our budgets, because we certainly want to apply our resources to accomplishing the things that we say we want to do in our strategy map.
And again, that's going to be discussed tonight at the Hillsborough Town Board work session, 7 p.m. at the Town Barn. The other big item on the agenda is possible water and sewer line construction in the Economic Development District in Hillsborough. So what will that entail tonight?
Well, we've got a couple issues that we're looking at with county, but specifically, there's one of the three economic development districts in Orange County. One of them is just, of course, south of Hillsborough, just south of the on the south side of Interstate 40, and we know that there's commercial development that would probably like to be there. We'd like to see commercial development there, but right now there's not sewer. Available to that area. Sewer would require a line going under 85 and being provided by the town. County has some economic development funds to help contribute towards building that sewer line. The town is certainly willing to extend our sewer to that area, and so we're working on the agreement about what that might look like. I expect it to go pretty straightforward, but there are a couple issues to work out, and that's why we're having a discussion tonight.
So what are people likely going to see in that district when all is said and done? I know it's a long-term process.
Well, you know, I think the town board is certainly very interested in more commercial development, mm-hmm. and in particular, I would say business park, you know, or another Morinaga, or some kind of maybe different. We're not talking necessarily about shopping centers or kind of regional stores, but more of a even kinds of some office buildings. We have had different proposals that have come through the years. I remember at one point there was somebody who wanted to put like 50 homes in a very nice housing development, and the board was just not interested in that. We do have concerns from the Hillsborough side, mostly about how we have connectivity in our town. For example, it is so hard for us to build pedestrian access to Waterstone and the places between 85 and 40 because, and connecting that to the downtown and other districts, just because just getting over 85 or getting over the river is certainly a challenge for some of the connectivity that we have. And so if we have to go over 40, that becomes an issue as well. So that's why I think we would be very interested in seeing some commercial development. They are less interested in seeing any kind of residential at this point.
And you mentioned Morinaga there, and I think it's really significant that the people keep this in mind, because you're driving on 40 and you see Morinaga off to your left or off to your right as you're heading into Orange County, and it looks so nondescript and doesn't look like a big deal if you're just seeing it from the side of the road. But that's a huge, huge development, economically speaking, for Orange County, and that was only possible because of economic development agreements like this, where the infrastructure got extended out that far to enable a building like that to go in and more not going to move in.
That's exactly right, Aaron. And we certainly want to see economic development for Orange County. Hillsborough maintains a 40% commercial base compared to residential. And so that is almost ideal. It's really outstanding. You know, but Hillsborough is still pretty small. So we want to continue to do our part. We certainly want to, as we're seeing some residential development, continue to see commercial development. Those things go hand in hand. What we also like is a mixed commercial base, mixed jobs base, much like we want to see mixed housing stock. So we're very fortunate about that in Hillsborough. We have a cluster of distribution companies that are some of the largest employers in Orange County. We certainly have retail, some of the most retail that you have here in Orange County, with the Walmart and the Home Depot and of course, lots of shops and restaurants that are local. And then we have, you know, other kinds of employment that's available, you know, like at the hospital and various other doctor's offices and professional practices that are here that are healthcare related. So that gives us a nice mix here for jobs. It gives us a nice mix in the economy. We certainly, again, try to have a mix of housing stock. So I'm feeling pretty good about the kind of direction that we're heading in Hillsborough, and that we're kind of maintaining that diversity of you know, what people are doing, where people are coming, and it's a fairly stable base that will at least be resilient to the ups and downs of the economy.
And that meeting is tonight, 7 o'clock in the town barn. We've just been discussing two of the items on the agenda. There are others. You can get the full agenda at hillsboroughnc.gov. That's a work session of the town board tonight. We're speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens. All of that is happening tonight at the town board meeting, but let's bring it home by talking about this weekend. We got last Friday's art walk. I know it's a big one coming up this Friday as we get closer and closer into summer. We're really starting to expand this event, and we got West Fest going on in West Hillsborough also this weekend, all weekend long. So it's going to be exciting.
It is. Hillsborough is a place for the arts, Aaron. You know, we just had this Arts and Crafts Festival this past weekend, which was very successful. At the Visitor Center, we have the Living Room, which is literally, it's the biggest room in the Visitor Center. It's it's totally stocked with everything is for sale from local shops and artwork, and that's continuing all week, and there's lots of meetings in there. And that rolls right into last Friday, which is the artwork. April is the kickoff to the last Friday concert series. And so that's going to have... what is the group? Big Time.
Big Time
is going to be playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Time. And I will tell you, people want to put last Fridays on their calendar.
Yes.
All summer long, April through September. They've really upgraded the music. We've got Big Time. Next time is Adrian Duke. You got Liquid Pleasure. You've got the Embers coming. I mean, we have some really cool groups that are going to be there. And of course, that's the craftspeople will be setting up. It'll be the art galleries will be open. My art gallery will be open and having nice shows, of course, the Eno Gallery and others. So it is a great thing. And the music will continue this weekend as West Fest. West Fest is put on by the folks including the Hillsborough Arts Council and the River Park Concert folks. So they're planning River Park Concert in the fall. This is the spring event. Westfest is a three-day block party that's happening on Nash Street in the West End between Mystery Brew Pub and Nash Street Tavern. You got JP and Leanne playing back-to-back with Coleslaw after the music sort of starts winding down on last Friday's Friday night. You got other great local talent coming in on Saturday and on Sunday. So great weekend to kick back and find yourself in Hillsborough and just hang out and listen to some music.
Sounds good. Again, all of that this weekend. So head online, visit hillsboroughnc.com for more info on that. hillsboroughnc.gov for more info on town government. Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.